See what the translation says. O Brahman Vyasadev, it's decided by the learned man that the best remedial measure for removing all troubles and miseries is to dedicate one's activities to the service of the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Purport. Sri Narada Muni personally experienced that the most feasible and practical way to open the path of salvation or get relief from all miseries of life is to hear submissively the transcendental activities of the Lord from the right and bona fide sources. This is the only remedial process. The entire material existence is full of miseries. Foolish people have manufactured out of their tiny brains many remedial measures for removing the threefold miseries pertaining to the body and mind, pertaining to the natural disturbances and in relation with other living beings. The whole world is struggling very hard to exist out of these miseries. But men do not know that without the sanction of the Lord, no plan or no remedial measure can actually bring about the desired peace and tranquility. The remedial measure to cure a patient by medical treatment is useless if it is not sanctioned by the Lord. To cross the river or the ocean by a suitable boat is no remedial measure if it is not sanctioned by the Lord. We should know for certain that the Lord is the ultimate sanctioning officer. We must therefore dedicate our attempts to the mercy of the Lord for the ultimate success or to get rid of the obstacles on the path to success. The Lord is all-pervading, all-powerful, omniscient, and omnipresent. He is the ultimate sanctioning agent of all good or bad effects. We should therefore learn to dedicate our activities unto the mercy of the Lord and accept Him either as impersonal Brahman, localized Paramatma, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It does not matter what one is. One must dedicate everything in the service of the Lord. If one is a learned scholar, scientist, philosopher, poet, etc., then he should employ his learning to establish the supremacy of the Lord. Try to study the energy of the Lord in every sphere of life. Do not decry Him and try to become like Him or take His position simply by fragmental accumulation of knowledge. If one is an administrator, statesman, warrior, politician, etc., then one should try to establish the Lord's supremacy in statesmanship. Fight for the cause of the Lord as Sri Arjuna did. In the beginning, Sri Arjuna, the great fighter, declined to fight, but when he was convinced by the Lord that the fighting was necessary, Sri Arjuna changed his decision and fought for his cause. Similarly, if one is a businessman, an agriculturalist, an industrialist, etc., then one should spend his hard-earned money for the cause of the Lord. Think always that the money which is accumulated is the wealth of the Lord. Wealth is considered to be the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, and the Lord is Narayan, or the husband of Lakshmi. Try to engage Lakshmi in the service of Lord Narayan and be happy. That is the way to realize the Lord in every sphere of life. The best thing is, after all, to get relief from all material activities and engage oneself completely in hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. But in case of the absence of such an opportunity, one should try to engage in the service of the Lord everything for which one has specific attraction. And that is the way of peace and prosperity. The word samsuchitam in this stanza is also significant. One should not think for a moment that the realization of Narada was childish imagination only. It is not like that. It is so realized by the expert and erudite scholars, and that is the real import of the word samsuchitam. Etat samsuchitam brahmans tapatraya chikiksitam tarishre bhagavati karma brahmani bhavitam. O Brahman Vyasadeva, it is decided by the learned that the best remedial measure for removing all troubles and miseries is to dedicate one's activities to the service of the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Ma Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Pristai Buday, Sri Mate Bhakti Vidanta Swami Tanamane, Namaste Sarasatam Deve, Gauravani Pacharane, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Paskatya De Sitarane. Beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, Dharma Prayodita Kaitavotra Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam Vedyam Vastavam Atra Vastu Tapa Shivadam Tapa Tralo Mulanam. That the Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for those who are Nirmatsaranam, who are non-envious, and non-envious of who? Ultimately not envious of Krishna. But our real problem is that we're envious of Krishna. And because we're envious of Krishna, therefore, we don't take shelter of Krishna to solve our problems. Prahlad Maharaj says, Matirna Krishne paratakshato va mito bipadyeta griha vratanam adantago biravishitam tamizram punak punas charvita charvananam. So matira means, more or less, our inclination. Our inclination means how we're conditioned by the material world, or in the liberated state, how we're attracted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Or in other words, our consciousness. Where our consciousness is. Matira na krishne paratak satova. So in the material world, people are thinking they can solve their problems without Krishna. That's the main problem of the material world. And therefore, they've invented so many different methods. There are so many books on the market, how to solve your problems. There are so many people advertising, take shelter of me and I'll solve your problems. Everyone is more or less advertising, take shelter of me for your problems to be solved. But it is said, Matirna Krishne Parata Satova. So, Swa means by one's own endeavor. One may read so many self-help books, how to solve the problems. And indeed, apparently the problems may be solved. For instance, if you have a toothache, you may go to the dentist and he may solve your problem of a toothache. But the real problem is not the toothache, the real problem is tapa-traya, the threefold miseries. It is not because my dentist solved my toothache problem, now I have no more problems. Just like modern society, the Bhagavatam, or the devotees, do not decry modern society, that it solves no problems. It solves some problems. It solves the transportation problem. As I mentioned before, the beginning of the 19th century, the Ford Motor Company started to advertise in all the newspapers that the horses that are walking on the roads, they're passing so much stool that it's contaminating the road. Therefore, they suggested that the remedial measure is to buy a car and end the horse pollution. So indeed, they've solved the problem of horse pollution. More or less, horses cause very little pollution nowadays. But their chikitsitam caused so many other problems. Although they indeed, no one can claim that they haven't solved that problem. In other words, material life means how to solve problems, either by swa or parata or mito. Swa means by one's own endeavor, and parata means by the endeavors of others, or mito means by a combination of both. In other words, everyone is trying to solve problems very sincerely in the material world, and the problems are mentioned here, tapa, traya, the threefold misery. We have miseries caused by this body, miseries caused by the weather, and miseries caused by other people. So everywhere we go, there will be some misery like that. Even you go to the nicest place in the world, still, Just like you go to a nice warm climate, you'll find out that all kinds of poisonous insects have also taken shelter of this nice climate. So though there is no misery from the weather, or hardly any compared to, say, Belgium, here in Belgium, although the weather is miserable, and it changes 3-4 times a day, but all the living entities, most living entities, voluntarily don't live here. So you don't have so many poisonous snakes, you don't have so many mosquitoes, because they don't like the climate. But if you go to a nice tropical country, then you get nice tropical insects and other types of living entities which cause other types of problems. So nowhere in the material world, even up to the highest planet, Brahmaloka, is free from some kind of misery. At least the principal miseries, namely old age, disease, and death, and then having to take birth again. So this is called tapa traya. And everyone is trying to get free from it. But because of a limited conception, as it says, Matirna Krishne Parataksatova Mito Bipadyeta Griha Vratanam. So Griha means house. And everyone is living in some kind of house, a shelter. Everyone is worried what their house will be like. And the first house that everyone lives in is this material body. So the living entity is taking shelter in some material body, which is his first house. And his conception of life is, let me make sure the house is strong and healthy and that it's well taken care of. And then I expand it to the other house, the house that I'm living in, which will protect this house. And then we get another covering called the society, another covering over that, humanity, whatever. So we keep on trying to expand the coverings over our house so that ultimately the soul is comfortable in the material world. Unfortunately, the material world is not a comfortable place, no matter how much we try to protect the body. No matter how much we try to protect the soul within the body, by so many coverings, whether it be the body, or the house, or the family, or the society, or the country, or even all humanity will protect me. But, deha patya kalatradishu atma sanyeshva satsupi, Tesham pramato nidanam pashana pina pashati. That my wife, my children, my very body itself, these protections cannot last. They themselves will be destroyed in the course of time, so how will they be able to protect me? But somehow or another, one wants to maintain this idea that I can be protected and happy within this material world by these different agents, by these different sanyeshu means soldiers. So, why is it that people want to be so much, why are they so much interested in taking shelter of this body and all the things surrounding the body? Because they think that they can become happy by sense gratification. Griha vratanam adanta govir. Adanta, their senses are demanding these things. Adanta govir vishitam to mizram. Although by my activities I'm actually making my life more miserable, but somehow or another I have some faith that these things will make me happy. Punak punas charvita charvanana. Although it's this, I'm well experienced, that these things will not make me happy, because it's the same thing I've done repeatedly, but somehow or another, I'm holding on to this faith that I can become happy and successful in this way. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Nite vidu swarti kitim hi Vishnu. They don't know, in general, people don't know that the aim of life is to take shelter of Krishna. Darashaya ye bahya artamanina. Therefore they take something as significant which is actually not very significant. Andaya tandir upagiyamanas te pishatantra urudami bhara. So they take shelter of some person just like they are, maybe more powerful than they are, and they hope that this person will help me overcome my problems, the threefold miseries. But he himself, whatever shelter we take shelter of in this material world, will not be able to help us. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Balasyaneha Sharanam Pitaro Nishingha. That, my dear Lord Nrisimhadev, that a child, he may be well looked after by his parents. So Balasya means the children, and Pitaro means the mother and father. Nartasya, and a suffering person, he may take shelter of Agadam, Cha Agadam, of medicine. Or a person who's in the water, Udvanviti, a person who's in the water, Majato, may be drowning. So now, he may take shelter of a boat. And Tapasya, Pratividira, Ya Ihanjaseshta. So these misery, tapasya. So these miseries of material life, tat pratividira. So pratividira should mean the remedies, the counteraction. Ya ihanjaseshta. So they may be accepted as a remedy. But tavadvibo tanubritam tvad upekshitana. But if one is neglected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, these remedies will prove to be useless. So of course, if one is drowning in the ocean, then one will expect that some boat will come along and save me. And a boat may come along and save one. But ultimately, this will not solve our problem. A boat may come along and save us, but that doesn't mean we're not going to die. And that doesn't mean that all the reactions for our present activities we don't have to take with us and suffer and enjoy them in our next lifetime. So Krishna says that avijnanti mamudha manu shintanam ashityam parambhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. That the fools, they deride me in my descending in this human form. They don't know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all that be. So Krishna is personally coming and displaying his pastimes and speaking Bhagavad Gita. But those who are unfortunate, they cannot take advantage of this appearance of Krishna, and instead they try to minimize Krishna's appearance, saying that he was a mythological person, he was married 16,108 queens, but actually he was very lusty. Or even as Kamsa said, what is the power of this boy Krishna? So he's lifted one pebble called Govardhan Hill. So he's defeated one harmless water snake, Kali, a serpent. What is more amazing, that in spite of these insignificance of his activities, you're claiming that he's the personality of Godhead. He's talking to Akrura. So even he comes personally, manifests extraordinary activities, people deride him as being an ordinary personality. Therefore, mogaisha mokha karmano, mokha jnana vicheta saha, rakshasim asrim chaiva prakriti moinim shritaha. That those who are deluded by such demoniac and atheistic views, in their hopes of liberation, their fruit of activities, and their culture of knowledge will ultimately be all defeated. So why will it be defeated? We find many important persons in this material world, many wealthy persons, many educated persons, many influential persons. So how is it we're saying that they've been defeated? Because ultimately they'll be defeated by time. We'll take everything away. Mrityu sara harashchaham. Today, I'm an important personality. I've conquered all directions. But tomorrow, if I become a dog, what is my victory? Shubhra gives the example that one astrologer in India said that Nehru, who was the Prime Minister of India for 19 years, quite an accomplishment, that he became one of two dogs in Sweden, in the house of one gentleman. So he was a great personality. He thought the whole country is dependent upon me, but after leaving his body, he became a dog. So what was his victory? So I'm thinking I'm very important now. Everyone is glorifying me. And the next moment, I'm a cockroach and someone's stepping on me. So what is my progress in life? So apparently someone may gain wealth, he may gain education, he may gain influence, but if he doesn't get the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he's wasting his time. Then his activities are Shrava Eva Kevalam, Dharmakswanustita Punsam, Vishvaksena Katasuyat, Nodpadayat Yati Radim, Shrama Eva Kevalam. That duties, dharma, are so much waste of time if they don't promote attraction to hear the message of the Personality of Godhead. Therefore, it mentions here that it is not that we, or the Srimad Bhagavatam tells people to stop their activities, but they should engage in their activities on behalf of Krishna. Idam hi pum sas tapasas krutasyava shvistasya suktasya chaburan datayo avirutruto kaviviram nirupito yet uttama shloka gonarnavardana. That is positively conceived of by the learned circles, nirupita. And here it says, samsuchita. So this is the same thing. The learned circles have positively concluded that the purpose of everything, namely, idam hipunsas tapasa, performing austerities, tapasa shutasya cha, or studying the Vedas, svistasya, performing sacrifices, suktasya, or giving in charity, or datiyo, buddhi datiyo, is studying, or datiyo, giving in charity. The whole thing culminates aviruchito kavivir nirupitam in service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, dovetailing everything in Krishna's service. And Prabhupada explains here that if one is a learned scholar, he should prove that Krishna is God. He shouldn't waste his time in speculation, proving that everything else is being controlled and not realizing how everything is controlled by Krishna, leaving out the ultimate controller. It is just like taking a stick and beating someone with a stick, and when they say, why are you beating me with a stick? You say, no, this is not right. Actually, I'm not beating you. The stick is beating you. So similarly, to conclude that the material energy is beating us, or the material energy, we have to find out why it's whatever it's doing, and to forget about the person who's controlling the material energy, this is incorrect, incomplete knowledge. And if one is administrator, then he should fight on behalf of Krishna. And Prabhupada says here, if one is an industrialist and he makes money, then he should utilize his wealth in the service of Krishna. All men to please and satisfy Krishna and to glorify him so that others may find out about Krishna. Everyone should utilize his energy. Abhya sepya samartosi mat karma paramo bhava madartam api karmani kurvan siddhima vapsasi. That if one does this, then he gradually will get to the level of appreciating Krishna more and more. And therefore, atachitam samadhatum nishakshnus nimayistiram abhyasenat yogam tato mam ischantum dananjaya. Then one will rise up to the platform of wanting to absorb the mind in Krishna by following different rules and regulations, which will help, of which it's mentioned here the most important thing is jnane priya samudapastanamanta eva vivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiyavaratam stane stita shutigatam dhanuvang manobir ye priyaso jita jito yasi taistrilokyam. That even while remaining in one's own position, it is not necessary to try and think of how to get a better position. This is simply a waste of energy. In the material world, everyone is in a very precarious position. There's no better and worse position. The head of the state, he's going to die. Lord Brahma is going to die, and we're going to die too. We're all in the same position. And the dog in the street is also going to die. So, jara, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshana. These problems are insurmountable. One may temporarily solve them by a boat coming along and picking us up, or some medicine may cure us, or may not cure us, or the parents may try and protect the child. But even if they're successful, ultimately, death will take everything away. Ultimately, it cannot be successful for very long. So when they cure some disease, but they can't cure death. Therefore, without the mercy and the blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one cannot get out of the problems of life. So how to get the mercy of Krishna? Jnane priyasam. Even while remaining in one's own position, if one throws away or puts aside the speculative habit. Speculative habit means every attempt to solve our problems except through the mercy of Krishna. Jnane priyasam udapasta, to put far away, namanta eva, and become a little relaxed. Not that we should fall asleep, but a little submissive. A little submissive, namanta eva, jivanti. We should dedicate our lives, jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya varatam, in hearing the message spoken by persons who have knowledge, but on the basis of shastra, those who have invested their time and energy in following the directions of shastra and therefore have understood things, assimilated the knowledge, we should hear from them and then dedicate our energies in following their directions. Stane sita shudigatam tanuvangmanobhir. And in this way, while dedicating our body, mind, and words in the service of Krishna, then gradually, ye priyaso jita jitok yasi taistrilokyam. Then Krishna, who is ajita, who's never conquered by any other means, can be conquered by this submissive devotional service to him, loving devotional service. So, this is from the purport. I guess this is probably coming from the devotees, disciples of Prabhupada who translated. I think I'll read this purport from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Here the word udapasta clearly indicates that one should not even slightly endeavor to understand the absolute truth by the process of mental speculation, for it invariably carries one to an imperfect, impersonal understanding of God. The word jivanti indicates that a devotee who always hears about Lord Krishna will go back home, back to Godhead, even if he can do nothing except maintain his existence and hear topics concerning the Lord. Srila Sanatana Goswami has explained the words tanuvangmanobhi, by the body, words, and mind, in three ways. In reference to the devotees, through their body, words, and mind, they're able to conquer Krishna. Thus, becoming perfect in Krishna consciousness, they can touch his lotus feet with their hands, call him to come with their words, and attain his direct audience within their mind simply by thinking about him. In case of the non-devotees, the words tanu vangmanobi refer to the word ajita, unconquered. So the word jita, Krishna is conquered, refers to the devotees who they can conquer Krishna. They can touch him with their hands, his lotus feet. They can call him with their words, and they can think of him within the mind and therefore get his association. For the non-devotees, he's ajita, unconquered, and indicate that those not engaged in the loving service of Lord Krishna cannot conquer the absolute truth by their bodily strength, verbal expertise, or mental power. Despite all their endeavors, the ultimate truth remains beyond their reach. In reference to the word jita, conquered, the words tanu vangmanobhi indicate that the pure devotees of the Lord Krishna conquer his body, mind, and words. Lord Krishna's body is conquered because he always remains by the side of his pure devotees. Lord Krishna's words are conquered because he always chants the glories of his devotees. And Lord Krishna's mind is conquered because he always thinks about his loving devotees. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has explained the words tanu vangmanobhi in regard to the word namanta, offering obeisances. He explains that the devotees can take full advantage of the transcendental topics of the Lord by offering all respects to those topics with their body, words, and mind. One should engage his body by touching the ground with his hands and head while offering obeisances to the topics of the Lord. One should engage his words by praising transcendental literatures such as Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, as well as the devotees who are preaching such literatures. One should engage his mind by feeling great reverence and pleasure while hearing the transcendental topics of the Lord. In this way, a sincere devotee who has acquired even a small amount of transcendental knowledge about Lord Krishna can conquer him and thus go back home, back to Godhead, for eternal life at the Lord's side. So ultimately, we want to absorb the mind in transcendental knowledge. The purpose of all these different activities, idam hi pum sam tapasa shutasyava svishtasya suktasya cha buddha datayo. The purpose of all these different activities is ultimately to arrive at the platform where we become enthusiastic to hear about Krishna and to engage in his loving service. So even we become enthusiastic to engage in the Vanashram system, but we should know that the purpose of the Vanashram system is so that Varna and Ashram system is that we develop a taste for hearing about Krishna. That by following the Vanashram system, it's supposed to encourage us to come to the platform of regularly hearing about Krishna, and by regularly hearing about Krishna, then Maya Vesha Mano Yemam Nityu no. Maeva mana adatsva, mai buddhim niveshaya, ivashi shashi mam eva ata oragamna samshaya. Krishna says, just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me, thus you'll live with me always without any doubt. So this is the purpose, is to come to the transcendental platform of being able to associate with Krishna constantly by simply thinking about him, by hearing, chanting, and thinking about him. And then Prabhupada says, the best thing is, after all, to get relief from all material activities and engage oneself completely in hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. But in case of the absence of such an opportunity, one should try to engage in the service of the Lord, everything for which one has a specific attraction, and that is the way of peace and prosperity. So we shouldn't neglect the hearing and chanting about Krishna. We should understand that that's the whole purpose why we're doing everything else. Everything else is meant to help us gain an attraction for hearing and chanting, and the hearing and chanting will give us the information how to properly do everything else so that our attraction for hearing and chanting will increase. So it's good to, in summary, it's good to come to Bhagavatam class, and it's even better when we come to stay awake. So I'll stop there. Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Yes.
There's so much fighting because of religion. You know, the Hindus fight with the Muslims, or the Muslims fight with the Hindus, the Christian, Protestants fight against the Catholics. You know, so maybe it's better to just, you know, try to be a good person and just do one's duty.
What's their duty? Eat and sleep, have sex and defend themselves?
Take care of properly with the family and not just not.
But even the dogs are doing that.
Harm other people while doing the necessity of
life. You're harming so many living entities. Why are you killing animals? You're killing your own children in the womb. Because you're neglecting it. But nowadays, where is their religion? Who's following religion? All people have is some designation. They don't follow their religion. The Christians are killing animals, and all these so-called religious people, they have a very limited conception of what they're doing. Jesus Christ said, thou shalt not kill, but the Christians are expert at killing. Even the Mohammedans are expert at killing. They're all expert at killing. They're not following their religion. They don't even follow the basic commandments of their religion. So where is their religion? In the name of religion, they're doing so much nonsense. But they're not following religion. If they followed religion, there wouldn't be any problem. They don't know what religion is. Dharmam sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Religion is given by the Personality of Godhead. If one follows his instructions, then everything will be taken care of. But they don't follow his instructions, therefore, they're being faced with so many problems. They're all in the bodily concept of life. They're all thinking that they're the Ishvara. They're all in the consciousness that, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Imam ajam ya labdha. Imam idam adya mayash. No, that's right. Idam idam adya maya labdha. That's it. Idam adya maya labdha. Imam prapse manola ratam. Idam astidam api me bhavishiti panardhanam. Adyo maya hatakshatra hanishe chaparanapi ishvaraham hamvogi saraham balavan suki. Adyo vidhanavanasmi konyosti sadrishomaya dakshe yasyami modisha ityagana vimohitaha. So everyone is in this consciousness that so much wealth do I have today, and I'll gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine, and I'll get more and more. He's my enemy, and I've killed him. My other enemy will also be killed. I am the lord of everything. I am the most perfect, powerful, and happy. I am surrounded by rich aristocratic relatives. I shall perform some sacrifice. I shall give some charity. And this way I'll rejoice. And this way the demoniac is deluded by ignorance. So religion is meant to get us out of this consciousness that I am the lord, I am the enjoyer, I am perfect, powerful, and happy, when it's supposed to understand he's a servant of God. But who thinks they're a servant of God? Who follows God's directions? So it's not, it's all Prabhupada's words were, it's all bogus. Anything else? Yes.
Right now some kind of Krishna group is being harassed in Poland by the Catholics. Do you know something about this Chaitanya Mission?
Do I know anything? Not much. Why are they harassing them? Why not us? Yeah.
I'm not sure you say I remember Krishna and hear the chant of Krishna. But sometimes it's also important to have, like, to be properly situated in order to be able to hear the chant of Krishna. If they aren't not properly situated when they're here, then it's also difficult to hear.
What do you mean by properly situated?
Well, for example, if they need some material facilities on Earth or whatever,
yeah, so one should remain in one's position. Is there something I said that contradicts that?
No.
So don't worry. Masujaha, Krishna says, Ananyas chintayantamam ye jana paripasate te sham nitibiyuktanam yoga shemam vahamiham. If you engage in Krishna's service and you think of him constantly, then he'll carry whatever you need. Not that Krishna thinks, well, now, you know, now they're thinking about me, engage my service, I'm going to take everything away from them. I can use it for someone else. Krishna's not a poor man. It's not that he's thinking, wow, if I take so much away from my devotee, I'll make such a profit. He's not a poor man. He can provide us whatever we need. We should have some faith in him. The problem is what we sometimes, things that are actually impeding our service to Krishna, that are actually in arthas, we're attached to them. And Krishna comes and tries to take it away, and we don't want him to take it away. We think, well, if you take this away, you'll take everything away. So we hold on to it very tightly. And Krishna says, no, this is causing you so many problems and misery, just give it up and you'll be happy. I'm not going to take everything away from you. No, no, don't do it. Who can trust Krishna? He's such a liar. He lied on the battlefield, Kurukshetra. You can't trust this guy. So we have to have a little faith in Krishna. He knows what we need. And he knows what we don't need, too. As I said, it's not that we have any history in the Gaudiya Sampradaya that any devotee ever starved to death. Do you know any devotees who are starving to death in the Hare Krishna movement? No. The devotees usually die from overeating. So it's not that Krishna doesn't supply. Sometimes he supplies too much, that's all. Anything else? Just like Prabhupada was never against marriage. He just wanted the devotees to be properly situated in marriage. You know, to actually be properly married. It's not that people who aren't properly married, they're happy. It's not that if you go in the material world where people have free, unrestricted sense gratification, they're all dancing in the street and fully enlightened and happy. No, they're completely miserable. So Prabhupada just didn't want us to be miserable. Therefore, he gave the instructions how to properly live in any ashram, in any situation, and at the same time, peacefully cultivate Krishna consciousness. So we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.